Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopy, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on Hope in Christ, the Living God, to Life with Jesus. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah. You will surely embrace godliness and learn Christ by hearing about Him and by being taught in Him as the truth is in Jesus. You know that the physical training has some value to you. It gives you healthy muscle tone, strength, and provides therapy for joints and sore muscles. But godliness is of great value in every way. Practicing the presence of God holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. So you may well toil and strive for godliness because your hope is set on the living God who is the Savior of all people. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on you who have reverence for Him. He takes pleasure in you who hope in His steadfast love. Now John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, and Jesus answered those who hope in the law and the prophets. Jesus began by preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. From the beginning of His ministry, Jesus asked for repentance and belief in the gospel. Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed, but He gives you hope in that the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Jesus added that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter in. Now again, Jesus said that those who argue against the gospel as if it were the law have Moses as their accuser. Some are argumentative because they missed out on hope in God from the gospel. But godliness with contentment is great gain. So then, as servants of the Lord, you uphold right understandings of God's word. But Paul writes that you should correct your opponents with gentleness, for God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth. So those who oppose the good news of salvation are taught to come to their senses. Jesus rewarded faith, hope, and love rather than worldly pursuits. He said that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. Ask then, with His astonished disciples, who can be saved? So Jesus explained that salvation does not come from man, but from the living God Himself, for all things are possible with God. Now finally, your hope in Christ will teach you the way of the Lord, for He will guide you in His paths. And be assured that Jesus will lead you in His truth, for the Lord is the God of your salvation. He is worth waiting for all day long. You are being welcomed into the company of people of faith, who from childhood are acquainted with the law and gospel of scriptures. The law leads you to Christ, and the life-giving gospel is making you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. You who love the appearing of Jesus Christ and His kingdom are called, equipped, and sent to fight the good fight of faith. Because you kept the faith, the crown of righteousness which the Lord will award to you is laid up for you in heaven. Thus it is faith in Jesus Christ that justifies. By the hope of eternal life, Christ will strengthen you. And with love, the Lord Jesus will give you a safe arrival into His heavenly kingdom. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in His love. In His holy name, amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?